Afroflowradio.com.
Go!
Shockwave sounds good.
Afroflowradio.com. In the inferno? On demand and live pro in audio.
You know?
Hit it with Fofo Flow.
The internet's audible hotspot.
Yeah.
You are now tuned into the Pro Flow for Show. Internationally syndicated. Act like you know. With your host, Mr. Mad Max. Pro Flow for Show.
www.maxi.com.
Pro Flow for Show. Wireless phone interview feature presentation. Pro Flow for Show. Pro Flow for Show. Pro Flow for Show.
Check this
yeah,
out.
Yeah, this is Jared Tycoon. I'm chilling with Mad Max on Pro Flow Radio.
This call is now being recorded.
So here we are again on another beautiful show of Pro Flow Radio. You know, we got the best in the West, East, South, and North all in one combined area. And today we have an individual from, I think, started out OKC, was in the Colorado area.
Yeah, out of Lawton, Oklahoma, 580, you know what I'm saying, repping. Out 719.
Okay, 719.
Yeah, 719-720, that's Denver, Colorado, you know. Everybody out there in the Rocky Mountains, you know. That's where I've been laying down my music at for the last few years.
Why don't you tell the audience what you go by as an artist, the name?
Yeah, I go by Jared Tycoon. Basically...
What made you want to use that name?
Well, I was under a couple other names, but I'm not going to use those names. But I had moved down with my cousin Dirty Mac in San Antonio, 210 San Antonio, Texas, and I was working on myself becoming my own individual because I had already tried to pair up with a couple of groups and do stuff with other individual artists that was already doing their solo thing and just try to get me some features while I save up and work on my project.
Yeah.
And something happened and I just was like, fuck it. Oh, can I say that?
Oh yeah, you're fine. You're fine, bro. Go ahead. We good.
Okay. I don't do too many radio interviews.
Well, it's fine because I'll be able to edit everything.
Okay. That's cool. Well, what had happened was I moved down to San Antonio, hooked up with my cousin. We came up with this company, Slow Dough Entertainment. And then a couple months after that, I was thinking of a project. I came up with my project after that, and then I started calling myself JR Tycoon because I had so many labels from the street and other rap labels that I had, record labels that I had associated with and different names. I just decided just to take it upon myself to call myself JR Tycoon because I am a junior. But I am a junior, you know.
Yeah, that makes sense, totally. What's the best place they can find you at on the internet?
Right now, I'm going to be on iTunes, JR Tycoon. All you got to do is type in JR Tycoon, iTunes, you know. Aftermath Left After, that's the EP I just dropped this year. They can find me on Instagram, JR Tycoon, Twitter, JR Tycoon, Facebook, JR Tycoon. Where else can you find me? It's a lot of places.
Just type that JR Tycoon in for sure.
Yeah, make sure you type in the JR Tycoon.
Yeah, it should pop up, I'm sure. I wanted to ask you, what got you started doing music? Was this like something in your family or was it something that you just picked up on the streets or what?
Man, as a kid where I'm from, Lawton, Oklahoma, it was some dudes that rap when we was kids and stuff growing up. And I used to hear them doing their little thing and stuff like that. So I always said that I could be better, you know. So like, I used to tell my homeboys and my fat, like, I know y'all hear them rapping, but y'all see me rapping. And I started out rapping with a Caucasian.
Oh, really?
One of my best friends, junior high, you know what I'm saying? He had these turntables and he used to play, Crucial Conflict. And, and today was a good day on the 4-5s, though. He still had the record, you know.
Wow.
He shocked me with that, you know what I'm saying? Because he was a stoner, you know what I'm saying? He was a stoner, a skater, you know what I'm saying? Back in the day, we called him stoner, you know?
Right.
So he turned me on to the instrumentals, and I just got to playing with the instrumentals and stuff, and I just started putting words together, and he was like, man, you stupid.
Yeah. He liked that. I was so.
Yeah, and I never stopped, you know, and then as I got older, it just naturally grew with me, you know, and I noticed that with my peers, because I did a little dancing too, you know what I'm saying? I had my MC Hammer thing going on in the 90s, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to my homie Perkin Dempse, you know what I'm saying? Perkin Lee, you know what I'm saying? He was my dance partner in high school, you know what I'm saying? In junior high.
Oh, yeah. That was the thing to do back then, though.
Yeah, rapping and dancing. It was like, that's all it is to do in the ghetto.
Right. Yeah, exactly, bro. That's why we're so good at it. Yeah, for real. You said earlier that you've done some collaborations when you were getting ready for your new project that you're promoting. Is that the Aftermath project that you're promoting right now?
Oh, no. This is, I do have features on here, but it's more like just squad members. That's Jump Squad Mafia Life, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of people, I just want to touch this before we get to, I'm going to get back on what you said. I just want to set the record straight on this. Now, a lot of people saying squad out here, me and my guys, we were saying squad in 08, you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. when some of these boys were still in junior high and high school,
right.
You know what I'm saying,
right,
we was already on that squad, you know, I just wanted to set the record straight on that.
Oh, I feel it, man, that's how I be, you got to let them know.
But the features that I do have on my Aftermath Left After are strictly from squad member Mike Breaker. You know, he's been my rap partner for a while now. We do have a group album coming out eventually. OTG put that out there right now while we on the subject. One Take Great. You know what I'm saying? That's what the OTG stands for, because people be looking stupid. You know, so OTG stands for One Take Great. Me and my partner, when y'all see us together and we rapping a Jump Squad Mafia Life record, we are OTG. One Take Great. He's Mike Breaker, and I'm JR Tycoon.
All right. That's sweet.
Yeah, we just like to drop solo music too, you know.
So you guys, when you do get together and make your music together, do you prefer solo or do you prefer collab? I mean, the actual teamwork.
Man, we go at it. It's all about giving these fans what they want and feeding these kids and taking care of people in our families and paying these bills, you know what I'm saying? And like I say, giving these fans what they want. We don't care. We do group and solo albums just for the fans. That way we can put out a lot of material, you know? We like to put out a lot of material. Like, we got a lot of material we couldn't use because it's on industry beats and stuff, so we were underground rapping like hand over fist, you know what I'm saying? Just like hustlers, you know what I'm saying? Hand over fisting, you know, for the come up, you know? But now we're more legit, you know, everything is pushing. Like I say, I'm on CD Baby, you know, that's who I'm working with, just in case artists out there want to know where they can go to get their music put on. I'm going through CD Baby, so you might want to use them too, you know?
No doubt. You, I'm sure, let's see, I want to ask you about performing. Is it like a lot of opportunity to perform in your area?
Just got to get the venues open, you know. It's a lot of hard-working artists out here in Colorado. As I didn't grew out here myself, I've been out here over a decade now, on and off. But I didn't watch the game elevate out here. And, yeah, it's a lot more things going on out here where it's performances. It's definitely places out here where you can go get your grind on in front of people and let people see who you are, you know.
What do you want the people to know about Colorado? Because, like you say, you didn't technically grow up there, but like, you definitely, you are a representative because you're in the area right now. So what would you want them to know about this area?
Basically, it's cool and calm out here. It's a little bit hood in certain areas, so you do want to watch where you tip your hat, because they do have gang members out here. Okay. You know, cops is out here, you know, the TV show, you know.
Really?
Yeah, they be filming up in Denver, you know, they live in Denver all the time.
Wow.
It's just, you know, it's a great place to be. It's a lot of money out here. When I was younger, I was very ignorant to Colorado, the state. I didn't really know too much about it, so I had to really, I hung around people that had lived here and moved here since the 80s and 90s, went to school here and graduated here. So yeah. I got to hang out with some street thugs here and some real gangsters, and I got to learn the ins and outs of the state, you know.
Most definitely.
And it's a beautiful state. Friendly people out here. It's not a lot of racism like people try to point it out to be. It is KKK out here. But, you know, it's not dangerous like that. You know, it's not like me living in the South where I didn't almost died before because of KKK.
Right, I understand that. I understand that. So, what you want the fans to know about your music and how it sounds? And, like, if you want to tell them about, like one of the singles that you're promoting right now, you can always give me that.
Okay. Well, right now, I'm promoting Hatin'. I'm about to drop a single soon, Where the Dollar's At. I haven't picked a exact date yet when I'm going to drop it, but Where the Dollar's At is my next big thing. But if you want to listen to that, all you got to do is go to Jared Tycoon SoundCloud and hit play on it, you know, because that's where it's at. You can stream it there. You can't download it, but you can stream it. But right now, I am pushing, I'm pushing a lot of singles right now. I'm pushing... let me look on my player right now. I'm on Facebook right now while I'm doing this. Cause I got people hitting me up.
Okay.
I'm trying to tell them that I'm doing the interview right now. I got Hatin' going on, you know, that's on iTunes.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. If you want to, I would really appreciate people if you go to iHeartRadio, like and share JR Tycoon Radio. Please hit the heart and the thumbs up, please. When you see me on Pandora, please do the same thing too. Hatin', About Me, Where the Dollar's At, They Be Watching. Basically, I'm dropping a lot of singles for this EP that I have because it's only six songs. So I'm
I like the titles that I'm hearing. It sounds like it's down to earth kind of music that every grown man could check out, even the females be a gangsta.
Yeah, and ladies, yes, ladies, I do want y'all to like my music, of course. I make music strictly for y'all. That's why I dropped that Where the Dollar's At for y'all, you know. And when that hits, I want y'all to go jam that, you know. Jam this Aftermath Left After, too. You know what I'm saying? This is the new way. This is radiation music right here. This is Jump Squad Mafia Life, you know. Jam this, you know. This is the new ways.
That's what's up, man. So, what's one of the hardest things that you've had to overcome when you, one of the hardest things you've had to overcome since you've been pursuing your career, your music career, your aspirations in music?
Just keeping the right people around me and getting away from all the negativity. Cause not everybody gonna let you come up in a circle. You know what I'm saying? Not everybody's gonna let you eat equally.
That's true.
You have a lot of Victor Sweets out there. In case you don't know who Victor Sweet is, he's the evil guy from Four Brothers, you know, but the guy that plays him is a good actor, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
His character in Four Brothers was a bad person, and I like to relate bad things to that character when it comes to the music industry, because it's people like that out here, and that's one of the things that I had to do. You know, I had to just stay positive, because nobody's going to help you get yours. And being a grown man doing music is different from being a teeny bopper from when I first started, when I had a lot more leeway. I had a lot more people that would put me under their wing and show me more. And then once you're at a certain age, you tend to get let out on your own. You know what I'm saying? Then it's like, if you don't have a deal or if you're not a major, you're just a floating underground artist. You're not even an independent artist. You're just an underground artist. Don't nobody know you. You know?
Right.
You're floating. You know, so that's what I did. I did a lot of moving, hustling, and kept my voice heard under different rap names, but same flow.
Makes
you
sense,
know?
Though.
But now that I'm legit, and I am JR Tycoon, and that's what it is, you know, no more worries.
Right. Man, that's crazy. So what advice do you have to... some of the younger men out here that are coming up, or female that are coming up into the music industry, or trying to make a dream come true? What advice do you have for them?
Man, I'm gonna tell y'all like this: to the youth, to the old people, you can always do whatever you want. You know what I'm saying? You can do whatever you want. Can't nobody stop you except for you. You know, and that's what I tell people. Can't nobody stop you except for you. People are going to tell you no. They're going to kick you down. They're going to spit on you. They're going to knock your hustle. They're going to knock your dream. They're going to try to baller block you. They're going to do some hateful things. And then you're going to have people that's going to help you overcome those hateful things too. So just don't give up on what you want to do in life. You know, if you're going to work fast food, make them people's food the best.
Right,
man. If you're going to play football for the rest of your life, make sure you put on a great show, you know, for all that money that you're making. If you're going to be a doctor, go ahead and do what you got to do to save those people's lives. You know, if you're going to be Popo, do what you got to do to protect and serve.
Yeah, so that's a touchy subject right there, you know.
You know,
so that's the truth, that's protect and serve.
Yeah, you know, and, you know, I don't knock none of the stuff that's going on right now. You know, I don't get involved in politics and none of that, you know.
Right.
So I just leave the world where it's at. But right now, aftermath left after on me, you know.
There you go. So what you want to sum it up as, bro? What would you like the audience to, we want to thank some people. You want to send some shout outs?
Yeah, I love to send some shout-outs. I got a million shout-outs. But I ain't gonna be able to get to all y'all. So
yeah, you can do whatever. Right. Take your time, though.
Okay. I want to first start off with my production team. Griffin of the Evolution, Dwayne the Rock, Ratchy on the beat, Legendary Beats, Flash Figure Flame, a new producer that I just got in touch with. I want to give a shout out to my whole crew, Slow Doe ENT, Jump Squad Mafia Life Records.
Yeah.
I want to give a shout out to everybody that's helped me on this struggle, that lended a hand, you know. A lot of names I can't say. Shout out to Freeway Rick Ross. I definitely got to say his name because he's showing me love right now, you know.
That's a I almost had an interview with him not too long ago.
Yeah, he's good for it, man. He's a great guy. I like him. shout out to all the ARs I done talked to over the last couple of years that gave me good feedback, including the negative feedback to help me get better and better myself and my fans. Shout out to the fans for supporting me and keeping me around for so long, for now that I'm out in the open, the world can see me. I'm a game changer, so the game is on. And just shout out to all my friends and family out there, my loved ones, everybody I love in the world. And be looking out for the Black Dynamite project coming this winter. I wasn't supposed to slip up. I wasn't gonna say nothing, but who cares? Black Dynamite right. Coming. Jared Tycoon, Black Dynamite this winter. Be looking out for it. 20 plus songs. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna give you 26 songs in 1 year. You know
Damn.
What I'm saying? So be looking out for the Black Dynamite project coming in the winter. And I think that's about it, man. I didn't give a shout out to everybody I could think of. Old teachers.
Oh yeah, no doubt. Well, you know, if there's anybody that you forgot that you want to get them on the show, just all you have to do is either we talk again real quick, just like this, or you know, in the future, I would like to also, of course, get a follow up interview. So, because what I'm going to do is put this web page together, and the page will have it'll host your interview, and I'll also add it to the other streaming sites. And but you'll be able to go to this page, and if you have a follow up interview, it'll be on that same page. You know what I'm saying? So it'll just pile up over time if we all continue to continue forward. You know, so want to appreciate you for being on the show. Is there anything else that you'd like to say before we go?
Definitely shout out Coast to Coast CEO Fat Mike Breaker. That's it, man. Like, that's a whole bunch, man. That's a lot, man. I'm gonna see you again, man. We're gonna have to catch up again, man. I enjoyed myself.
Sure.
Shout out to you for having me on. I really appreciate the love.
Okay, give me a drop real quick. Go ahead. You can go. I want to catch up.
Okay. I just want to say shout out to, Ohio. You know what I'm saying? Ohio State. That's my college team, Ohio State Buckeyes. Ohio State Buckeyes. Good luck this year, guys. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you very much.
JR Tycoon said so.
You know? Right. I
1996. You know, I've been an Ohio State fan, you know?
Yeah, I love Ohio.
Yeah, I ain't no rookie. I'm going to come out there and kick it one day in the snow.
No doubt.
You know?
We're going to be ready. We're going to shoot a video or something. You know what I'm saying? We got all that ready to go, so it's all good.
Yeah, so I definitely like to show love to everybody that's listening. From the United States to your states and continents and cities. Hold me down.
If you or anyone else you know would like to have their poetry, music, featured on the Pro Flow for Show, hosted by Mr. Mad Max. Check us out, www.maxheat.com. Don't be left out. Don't be the last to know. Spread the word. It's Pro Float Radio.
ProFloatRadio.com.
These are the rules. Number one, tune in, listen up, and stay tuned. Number two, enjoy the show. Number three, tell a friend about the inferno you are now about to witness. We have the hottest, talented artists from around the globe. The Pro Flow Radio roster. This lineup of audio artistry is certified and official.
www.maxheat.com.